broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
NBC News now reporting that the FAA has pulled the licenses for both men effective immediately.
I'm here. My name's Jane Velez Mitchell.
Well, it is a big use of water to produce
I want to be a voice for the rest of the crew.
He ate my finger.
You're causing a disturbance.
Well, it is a big use of water to produce.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. And this is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry show where we take a look at the news and the events of the day through a slightly skewed, some say, warped prism. Coming up this hour, we have Jack Armstrong will be joining us. Jack is with MAP Media Associates Media Analysis Partnership. And let's go into this story that is pivotal, and it's quite important in terms of the media, and that is that CNN has essentially just been buried by Fox in the most recent ratings. And I know that they did an awful lot to try and dig themselves out of the hole that they were already in. Jack joins us from his offices in Minneapolis, St. Paul right now. Jack, thank you, first of all, for joining us. It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
Well, it's good to be with you, Phil, and always a pleasure to talk about these things. I don't think things are quite as serious as you say.
Well, let's talk about the CNN drops to last place among cable networks. This is the story. You analyze news. CNN, which invented the cable news network, this is from Bill Carter in the New York Times, who is a very reputable critic.
Bill Carter is a good one, but Bill Carter is a guy that's he's going to get swayed by the same kind of propaganda, I think. But we do it as we analyze the reaction of people and the reaction of viewers as well. It's not just the TV viewers, but the radio listeners as well as news sites, of people that access news sites, the kind of traffic, you know, is going to go to a news site. And the story, the Fox story, the CNN story, there's a lot there that is not getting reported.
Well, Bill writes here, CNN, which invented the cable news network more than two decades ago, will hit a new competitive low with its primetime programs in October, finishing fourth and last among the cable news networks with the audience that that all the networks rely on for their advertising, which is the 25 to 54-year-old audience. So what they're saying is that CNN is dead in the core target audience.
Let's talk, first of all, though, Phil, about what you mean by dead and whether or not CNN's truly dead. I've got statistics here and research here that tells me that it's not a matter of whether or not CNN is dead. It's the question of whether or not Fox Television News, Fox News Channel, that they erroneously call it, you know, because it's not a news channel, as I listened to some of the commentary of the people that were calling your program last hour. It's not a news channel.
Well, but before we talk about that, can you tell me why, and I just wanted to finish up this one statement here.
Of course, I'm sorry.
That's okay. This means CNN's programs were behind not only Fox News and MSNBC, but even its own sister network, HLN, formerly known as Headline News. Three of its four shows between 7 and 11 p.m. finished fourth and last among the cable news network. That was the first time CNN had finished that poorly in primetime shows. Okay, your analysis.
Okay, let's do some analysis here. Let's do this, because your listeners right now and a lot of listeners across the country don't know how to break this down. What I think is missing from the research here is not so much the lack of audience for CNN as the audience that the Fox News has. The progressive and the liberal movement in America, which is a very prime movement politically in this country and keeps this political system, and I think that it keeps the political process very honest. The progressive and liberal movement in this country is not a television viewing movement. It's the progressive and liberal voter, of which there are a lot more than the people would care to admit to, don't watch that much television. The people that watch television, and this is an important, I think is an important fact that is not brought out in any of the reporting that I've seen around this, the people that watch television, they're lower educated people. They're mostly high school educated, not to any great degree. Do they have college education? A very small percentage of them are college graduates.
Are you saying all people that watch television?
Well, I'm talking primarily now as you were referring to the cable news outlets and the viewership of those. I'm talking primarily now of the people that are watching Fox News. And so what does that tell you? Well, I'll tell you what it tells you. It tells you that the Fox News audience, while it might be a large audience, it's not the large audience of the progressive and liberals that are the most educated people. So if Fox News has a large audience, they can be happy with the large audience of people that do not intellectually motivate the political process in this country. The liberal movement, the political liberal movement, the political progressive movement in this country is a very big movement, but they're not going to go over to look at Fox News because this is not an intellectually stimulating exercise to watch what they do. The people that are going to watch Fox News are these people who are mostly the blue-collar, and I'm not criticizing blue-collar, but they're going to tend to be blue-collar, but they're also going to tend to be conservative voters. And
all right, so the people that watch Fox News are not as educated.
More to the point, the people that watch Fox News are not the progressive or liberal audience, which is mostly a very high-educated audience, and they don't tend to watch. Here's the very key element of our presentation. They don't tend to watch as much television. It doesn't matter if there's not progressives or liberals to watch CNN, because CNN is not an interesting or a stimulating platform for a liberal or progressive to look at the information and to make decisions therein or to analyze issues from a political perspective. They're not going to watch Fox because Fox is a not interesting to them. It's not that Fox is a terrible thing that is going to destroy the liberal movement. It's that Fox is not intelligent enough for the liberal or the progressive to watch.
All right, so essentially what you're saying is Fox television is boring for liberals and progressives.
Essentially, yes. In so many words, you have to face this. Look at the programming that Fox television involves in. It's not a stimulating product. This is not a challenging. It's not an intellectually challenging product. It's mostly something you probably remember from your youth, Phil. When we were kids, you know, in Chicago, I get this bazooka bubble gum. You open up the bubble gum, and what do you have in there? You've got a comic, you know. Well, I like to say that Fox News and some of the presentations I've done is like the bazooka bubble gum comic. You open it up, and there's that bubble gum comic. You can look at that. You throw it away. You chew the bubble gum. It's that kind of packaged and disposable information that to an intellectual such as myself or others who are members of the progressive movement or the liberal movement. And, you know, I don't want to ask Phil Hendry what his politics are, but if you were to say you were a progressive or a liberal, I can pretty much tell you that the kind of programming that Fox does is dull. It's not interesting. It's not going to...
Well, I don't really have... I know a lot of people don't like me to say this. I don't really have an identification with liberal or conservative.
In that instance, then I'd have to say that maybe you'd like Fox, maybe you wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe you'd watch Fox. Maybe you find it stimulating.
Well, what if I told you that I watched Fox and I just found it entertaining to watch the Fox and Friends?
Well, you might find it entertaining to watch Fox and Friends, but I'm going to say to you with the assurance and without any fear of the denial that you're not an intellectual the way the members of a progressive or liberal movement are. The liberal and progressive in America is not going to be intellectually challenged or stimulated by anything that Fox Television News has. And as a result, what is Fox News left with? They're left with a less than educated viewership. And while it might be a large viewership of undereducated people, that means what? That means you're not going to get the advertising buy from Cadillac. You're not going to get the advertising buy from Heineken Beer. You're not going to get the advertising buy from JetBlue or from Virgin America. You're not going to get advertising dollar from the big high-end advertiser because they know there's not going to be intellectuals watching and consuming the news product there.
Well, Jack Armstrong is with us. So, Jack, I'm going to boil down what you've been saying here. And Jack is with the Media Analyst Partners MAP in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Boiling down what you're saying is that the people that watch Fox News aren't as bright as the people, but they don't even watch CNN.
No, the progressive movement progressive and liberal, they're not that concerned with the television anyway. Think about it. Think about it. Who looks at television? Well, it's going to be someone that doesn't read a lot of books. It's going to be someone that's not going to look for news. This is a person whose amusements are simple. Perhaps they work manual labor, or maybe they work at an intellectual job or a job that requires a great deal of mental stress, but they're not certainly going to Fox News to analyze, to dissect, the news. You're not going to have that. So what you're left with is that...
Well, what about CNN? People always said that CNN and MSNBC was where they went.
Then no, they don't go to CNN, MSNBC. Both of those places, we know that's a joke. Everyone knows that MSNBC is a joke. Progressive people know. The intellectual movement and the people that I know, the liberals that I know, they know that MSNBC is a joke. It's been a joke for a long time. It's a clown. It's a clown. To me, it's a clown. A clown exhibition. And the same with CNN. It's a pareja cavalcade of clowns across the TV screen. So what you have is...
All right. So progressives and liberals look down their nose at CNN every bit as much as they do at Fox.
Maybe not every bit as much as they do. They might be able to identify with the efforts of a Keith Olbermann, or they might be able to identify with the efforts of a Chris Matthews, because Chris Matthews has a background as a journalist. But they are going to pity Chris Matthews. They're going to pity, Keith Olbermann to have to exhibit their prowess, intellectual prowess, their news gathering prowess, to have to exhibit it there on this clown, on a clown channel, or a place that is less than suitable, I think, for their intellectual ability. So, no, the progressive and liberal does not watch CNN, MSNBC, but they don't. Also, you have to understand, they do not watch this. They do not watch Fox News either for the same thing. Fox News is basically for those people who actually think Jeff Foxworthy is funny. For those citizens who have lower IQs, they love Fox News.
All right, that's what I was trying to get to here. People that watch Fox News are not as bright.
If you want to use that word, I'm happy to use that word. It sounds a little pejorative. I don't mean to insult anyone. People, like I said, if they think that 70s show was dropped down, dead, fall on your face funny, they like Fox News. If they think that Queen Latifah is ha-ha, they like that. They thought Barbershop, ha-ha, they like Fox News. That's the difference between the Fox viewer and the progressive and the liberal, who's more inclined to look at the magazine and read news articles.
All right, Jack Armstrong with us on the Phil Hendry Show from MAP, Media Analyst Partnership. And we're looking at Fox's success and CNN's failure, along with MSNBC's failure. He says, well, the real progressives and real liberals don't watch television. They certainly don't watch Fox. And as a result, Fox only has viewership of lower IQ'd people. It seems to me I've heard this sort of comment before, that Fox's viewers may be many, but they're not as smart as some other people. And Jack is telling us those other people, they're not even watching TV. 877-876-PHIL. And we'll take some phone calls from you for Jack Armstrong from Media Analyst Partnership, MAP. 877-876-PHIL, as we continue looking at the cable news wars as they exist, Fox and CNN, and Fox just outdoing everybody with, in Jack's opinion, an audience of low IQ people. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here. This is the groundbreaking Phil Hendry Show. Hold on.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay.
Back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Jack Armstrong. Jack with the Media Analyst Partnerships, MAP, out of Minneapolis-St. Paul, as we talk about Fox News and the absolute dominance of Fox News in the most recent cable ratings, destroying CNN. And we're talking about, Jack, again, this key audience demographic of 25-54, And your point about progressives and liberals not watching television is interesting, but you went on to say that that means that the average viewer of Fox is not very intelligent.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I have, Phil, in the way of research. You know, we got across the country, we have at any given time, we have maybe 200 focus groups that are going on, and much of what we are concentrating on, you know, has to do with gathering this information.
Can I interrupt you for a minute? I want to give our number out, 877-876-PHIL. Forgive me, I usually come out with the number at the top of the break. If you want to ask Jack a question, you have a comment, 877-876-PHIL. Go ahead.
What I was going to tell you, Phil, is at any given time, you know, MAP has about 200 focus groups that are all over the country, and we're asking these questions. You know, we've come to the different cities. Maybe we're going to go to be in a business park someplace. You know, maybe we'll ask questions at in a shopping mall or wherever you find great numbers of people. Now, in doing the survey and in conducting a focus group, I can give you an example. When we had people who responded that their favorite show on Fox TV was like a Glenn Beck show, which, as you know, is doing a big number over on Fox.
Yes, it is.
The average person that put down Glenn Beck as a show that they enjoy watching would more often than not would, for instance, misspell their last name.
What do you mean misspell their last name?
Well, it's a funny story, but I'll give you an example. This lady, Anna Smith, was her name. It's a simple name, and I don't think too many people are going to misspell Smith. She said her name is Smith. I said, "Did you misspell it?" It's S-N-I-T-H. You know, and she said, "I misspelled," and she had to go back. But this wasn't the first time. We had a man by the name of I think it's Abercrombie or Adler is the name. Adler. His name was Stan Adler. And he spelled his name A-N-T-L-E-R, like antler. And I said, "You have an interesting name." He said, "Why?" I said, "Your name is Antler, you know, like I was thinking of a reindeer antler." He said, "No, my name is Adler." I said, "Well, you spelled it A-N-T-L-E-R." And he said, "That's not how you spell Adler," almost to ask me a question. I couldn't believe, you know, the people I'm dealing with. And then later we took this back.
No, wait, I want to interrupt you. This guy didn't know how to spell his own last name.
This was one of some 10 or 15 people in the sample group that we took at this mall. We were in Lynchburg in Tennessee, and there are different places around the country, you know. Basically, I want to say this, that the IQ, if you're to take this and you want to distill, and if you do the kind of research that we do, you're going to distill this using a methodology where we are using two parallel methodologies. We're looking at the actual responses of individuals in focus group, in research group, and then we look at IQ. The average IQ of an individual watching Fox News is around an 80. That's not impressive because doctors will tell you that 80 is, if I can use the word, is a functional retard.
Well, I don't want to use that word, okay?
Forgive me, but you understand what I'm saying.
80 is the average IQ of people that watch Fox.
That's from one of the two of the focus samples that we took. In another group that we asked, who was your favorite viewer, and the response was Sean Hannity on Fox News. And for example, that's we found the IQ. Dropping to as low as 71. Now, I can say these things, I can talk about these all day, but I think you understand where I'm going. This is not an intelligent or discriminating group of people, and it also, of course, plays to the reality that progressives and liberals, they want to stay away from this kind of television because it's not anything that is aimed at them.
But you're also, by inference, saying that conservatives have IQs of 71.
No, I'm not. I think if you look at our research, you'll see, we did not ask any political question, although I suppose you could draw this conclusion because of the taste of the people involved. But no, I'm saying that this is the sample audience of the people that we had, as I said, two parallel tracks of methodology in these two sample groups. Those that, like Glenn Beck, tended to misspell their last name. In the case of Mr. Adler, he spelled his name as if it was an antler and was not aware that that's how you spelled Adler. In the other case, Mrs. Smith, who spelled her name with an N, was not a word that you spell it with an M. So, and we had four or five other samples of this.
You've got people that, one of the most basic things in the world is I know how to spell my own name.
Exactly, and I don't think that's a crazy conclusion to draw, you know, but in this case they didn't.
All right, let me get back to you, Jack, and we'll take your phone calls too when we come back as he talks to us about these focus groups he did on who watches Fox. According to him, they're not very bright people. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. That's our number, 877-876-PHIL. We have on with us Jack Armstrong from Media Analyst Partnership in Minneapolis, St. Paul, talking about Fox's news win. Fox's win, basically, in the cable news wars, in the cable war period, right, Jack?
Well, Fox News, the much of the material that we've gotten back shows that Fox News has a higher audience, especially at night. They've got a larger percentage of the target demographic at night than any other cable channel, and I believe that in some instances they're even competitive with the over-the-air networks, which is unheard of for a cable channel. And let me just reiterate what I wanted to tell you, though, Phil. I know you're going to take some phone calls and be very happy to talk to people, but my group MAP, we did a study, and I told you, if the average IQ of a person who watches, for instance, Sean Hannity is 80, and I think doctors or scientists will tell you that that's about a functional retard, like I was saying. I'm sorry to use that word.
We don't like to use that word, if you don't mind.
I apologize. That makes me think of, well, you know, I didn't get out of the third grade for this kind of baloney. You know, I could have stayed in Amsterdam with my father. He's got an insurance exchange and a gold exchange there. But I came here in America, and it seems very interesting to me that I've come to this country in time to chart and to basically map the intellectual erosion of this country.
But you're really not saying that. You're saying that intellectuals, which you call the liberals and the progressives, the smart people, are not watching television.
Well, that's the good news for America, that the progressive liberal movement, they're not watching television. That means that the cream of the American crop when it comes to irrational and discriminatory thinking, they cannot be found viewing television, so you have to develop a different model to obviously to chart and to evaluate them.
877-876-PHIL here with Jack Armstrong on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to our phones. We have Elizabeth in San Antonio, Texas. Elizabeth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Jack Armstrong, what can we do for you tonight?
Hi, Phil. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Good.
I just wanted to call and in reference to the remarks that Mr. Armstrong made about the uneducated and ignorant, and how did he put it? I won't use the offensive term that he used, but near mildly retarded.
I apologize. I do apologize for that. What we found in some of the literature was that the term functional retard was a term that was used a long time ago. I apologize. About IQ of 80, though, which is considered to be a functionally mentally deficient, you know.
Well, I find that just the whole study offensive. I find that you can make statistics to say anything that you want them to say. I know what my IQ is, and I know, you know, I've been tested twice, and one was 140, one was 139, and I know that's right on the borderline genius level. And I know also that if Fox News is experiencing a large influx of new watchers I guess patrons, it's probably due to the fact that I'd rather watch a news that has a clear bias rather than a news station that offers a hidden agenda put forth by a progressive or far, far left, coming from a far, far left side of government. Now, for me, I am slightly to the right of middle. But, you know, so I don't really pick a one side or the other.
You're not the radical right. You wouldn't say that you're radical right. Based upon the literature, based upon the research we've done, you say you're a IQ of 140, you say is a near genius. It's not quite that high. It's not. I mean, that's not quite genius. But there's no doubt that you think Larry. So you think Larry the cable guy is funny, right? Is that why you love Fox News? Because I'm not.
No,
I'm trying to figure
that. I think that categorization is just an elitist and ignorant, frankly, an ignorant stereotype. There are I am noticing in my area, in my city, in my neighborhood, a lot more young people like myself, a lot more formerly political people like myself, finding that in this political climate that we have now, all of a sudden we're starting to have to open up our eyes. And I think you're seeing a lot more people becoming aware of things that
Yeah, that's true. They're more aware, but what we're finding is they don't understand what... We use the term at MAP, liberals read books, conservatives color them in. And what we mean by that is, while they are looking at the book, they're really only looking at the pictures. And you know, when you talk to a child, for instance, and the child says, well, let me see that book. What does the child look at? Well, the child looks at the pictures, the child's not. And we find the conservative Larry the Cable Guy lovers, that I call them, they're going to color in the face of Obama. You know, they use their crayon on Obama or something. And so,
well, wait, what you're saying is what? You're saying the conservatives color in? The conservatives are children.
It depends on what you would call a conservative. But the people that watch Fox News are big fans of Larry the Cable Guy. I had to ask Elizabeth, and she says she doesn't watch him, and I will take her at her word. She says her IQ is very high. I take her at her word. I will say this, that Elizabeth is she must be very lonely, desperately lonely, watching Fox News with so many people
around
her. Hardly.
I mean, I don't
sit around
and watch Fox News every day.
You know,
let me just throw that out there. Let me also say that I understand that anybody who wants to be informed politically can't just look at leftist print publications and blogs from the Internet that have no accountability and... or solely Fox News. Anyone who wants to be politically well-rounded has to get news from every avenue possible. And it's almost
that's very true.
Job, honestly,
absolutely.
The media, the mainstream media in this country is dead and only gives forth information.
Can I tell you? That's a good point. You make
serve their agenda.
Very good point.
And the fact is,
we found out that
read this newspaper and that newspaper all day long. And the information they give you is the information that they're spoon-feeding you.
I am absolutely in agreement with the young lady, and I would like to just say this, Phil, that there's a difference. A young lady like Elizabeth, she's going to read the newspaper. She may read, for instance, the book, The History of the Industrial Age, but the other people watching Fox, they're reading Everybody Poops, you know, the book for the children. What do you do when you sit, you watch Fox News, and the guy next to you is coloring Mrs. Obama in with the white crayon, you know? You can't...
What do you mean, Everybody Poops? What is that?
That's a book, Teach a Child How to Go to the Bathroom.
And everyone that...
Armstrong has a typically elitist attitude that many progressives have towards everybody else, like all the citizenry of the United States, no matter what they find humorous, whether it be Larry the Cable Guy, Jeff Foxworthy, or Dennis Miller, perhaps, or regardless, whatever entertainment someone partakes of, you know... Irregardless of the fact, you know, they're all respectable people, and that doesn't make them idiots in the first place.
It doesn't make them idiots, and you're absolutely right, young lady.
Yeah, and I find that your attitude, let me finish my point, and then I'll leave it at that, and you can address me on the air.
I think Mr. Henry is being very polite, but I think Mr. Henry should cut you off, you know. And
please, I'll do the show. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
If it was me, I'd hang up on her.
I find your attitude to be typically
going on and on.
Looking down on us stupid Americans, and I really find
that... What do you mean, Eurocentric? I come from Chicago.
United States of America is the best country in the world, and if it's being dumbed down, it's only being dumbed down because our education system is in the toilet.
You can't argue with the facts, Elizabeth. You can't argue with the facts, and I'm citing a scientific study that showed that Glenn Beck's viewers misspelled their own last name. I find that difficult to believe. They misspell their own last name, and they go and look and read it. Everybody Poops, then flip on Glenn Beck. This is not America, a country that you want to be a part of.
All right, Elizabeth, you've made some excellent points, and I'm going to let you go. 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Dan here in Nashville. Dan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jack Armstrong.
Well, it sounds to me like somebody was toying with Jack Armstrong's scientific study as far as the intellectual of you know, progressive liberals reading their own, what I would consider selective propaganda because they can't listen to the news. I'm not sure what the AP Newswire supplies, what, biased news. I really don't understand.
I think you have to make up your mind as to what's biased, and that means that you have to get your information from the young lady just said. She says she has an IQ of 143. Maybe she does, but she made a good point that you must get your news. If all you do is look at Fox News and then you flip on Larry the Cable Guy, this is not getting
right,
news.
Right. I understand that. See, I don't. I have never listened to just one side. As a matter of fact, that's what I've always told my children. Look, you don't.
What
get,
about Larry the Cable Guy?
If what, you get, what about Larry the Cable Guy? Larry the Cable Guy, well, that's is what I, he's funny sometimes. Sometimes he's not.
No.
Is that George Carlin? Is he funny someone? Sometimes he's not. Okay. Sometimes he's right to the point.
But do you think Larry the Cable Guy is irregular? Do you regularly view him? Is what I mean.
No, I don't regularly view any comic.
Okay.
But you can listen to you know, the regular mainstream media, as they call it. That would be CNN. MSNBC.
You can listen to Fox.
You can listen to Rush Limbaugh. You can listen to everybody from Rush Limbaugh all the way across the spectrum, to Michael Savage, to Phil Henry. I listen to everybody. I'm a truck driver.
Well, then,
I drive up and down the road. I listen.
Do you TiVo? Do you like the TiVo shows? You listen to medical station? Do you TiVo any medical news? Do you TiVo like the Bill Engvall show? Have you ever TiVo'd Bill Engvall?
Who's
no,
Bill
but
Engvall?
I got a couple of his albums. He's great.
Is he a comic?
Yeah,
well,
he is a comedian.
Mr. Hendry? Do you know that our country is in the hands of people that read Everybody Poops and look at Larry the Cable Guy? That's not what we want. And the
here's the funny thing about your TV.
And people are telling me that the country's going to hell in a handcart. Well, I don't think
Guess who teaches all the colleges? Guess who all the teachers are in
the
schools? Guess who the National Education Association heads up?
Well, I have to.
Okay, so let's look at the liberal progressives, all right? Let's say that our IQ is so high that we're just out of the spectrum.
Well, and liberals, look, liberals we found watch Jeopardy, conservatives watch Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And now you know both those shows.
No, Jeopardy, I don't watch either one of them.
Jeopardy is a very much an intellectual challenge, but Are You Smarter? And the conservatives, like 10 years ago, our study found that they watched Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, which is mostly for children, but conservatives watch this. So,
what do you mean, can they watch Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
The conservative, in the methodology that we adopted, will watch a show like Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, or they like to watch a Play Your Hunch, the one where you push the button and the little gremlin, you know, that show is nowhere.
You need a different course of study to
I think so, yeah, I think so. Thank you very much. Great call, sir. Dan, I appreciate it very much, sir. We got to move on here. 877-876 Phil. Let's go over to Dave in Mobile. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jack Armstrong. What can we do for you?
First of all, Phil, I listen to your show whenever I can, and I really enjoy listening to it.
And thank you very much,
Jack. For if you proclaim to be such a smart guy, you sure say some pretty dumb things. I mean, I graduated.
Well, I'm reflecting the culture. That's all I can do. You know, as a media analyst, I have to reflect the culture.
Jack, what you're doing?
Well,
I graduated college with a straight A.
I can't do anything if people TiVo Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Guess what? I listen to Fox. I watch Fox. I don't watch much TV, but when I watch news, I prefer to watch something that's factual.
Well, you just made a mistake. You said you listened to Fox, and in point of fact, you watch Fox.
No, sir.
That's sort of weird.
Sir, Fox has a news on the radio also, so I did say something
it
correct.
It doesn't really show a high level of intelligence.
No, wait, the man is saying that Fox has a radio news channel. In point of fact, they're on Sirius, and you can listen to them.
But most people with an IQ of above 80 would say watch.
What do you mean?
And, and as far as your survey goes, I would like to see some data on it because I was a statistician myself, did a lot of different surveys. You can pervert numbers any way you want to do it. I'm a very
statutory
businessman. And, you know, one of the things I noticed when I was going to school, some of these liberals, they're not very smart. I graduated with a straight A average, and most of them didn't.
Can I tell you what I do. I will give you an example of the kind of survey we do, and you can tell me if this
and
is getting
the
right area, okay?
And, by the way, I think
the right area,
guy is funny sometimes, and so is Jeff
Fox. That answers one question. Let me ask you another question. That answers one question. Let me ask you another question. How many copies of Everybody Poops do you own?
Do you own
zero copies of Everybody Poops?
I'm pretty deep in my reading.
How many George Strait albums do you have?
Well, these are pretty skewed.
Strait. I like country western. That has nothing to do with
but no. Do you own George Strait? Do you own a George Strait record or CD? Please.
I own the CDs. And by the way, sir.
Okay. And how many of those do you own?
Interpreting what's intelligent. How many of those? Not.
How many of those George Strait CDs? And Larry the Cable Guy and George Strait. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Just one more question.
No. Do you eat any catfish? Do you eat? No, sir. I'm not. What I'm saying is, by this information that we can collect, do you eat catfish?
Well, I'll tell you what, sir.
See, what do these questions mean? Do you eat catfish?
I think you're dead wrong.
Can I ask you? Do you eat your hot? Okay. One more question. Do you eat a hot dog with ketchup? Please. Do you eat a hot dog with ketchup?
Sir. Hey, I got a higher IQ than you've got,
okay.
And what you're saying makes no sense, okay?
Well, that's a yes.
Last time I was tested, I tested out at 165. What's your IQ?
It's higher than that. I would say...
Well, you sure don't act like it.
Your IQ is higher than that, huh? You're asking this man, do you eat hot dogs with ketchup? How many George Strait albums? These questions are skewed.
My grandson sounds more intelligent than this.
I can tell you that by the answers to your questions that you like Larry the Cable Guy, that you own George Strait CD, and you eat a hot dog without ketchup. This, you can put this into the list. What you do is you take this and you modify the methodology, and you come up with a pretty sad story here, Dave. And I
What are you talking about, man?
Hey, Phil,
I'm talking
it,
about
Phil,
the same thing
hey,
that
Phil,
I...
this guy's
you know,
not even yeah. on our planet, okay, Phil?
No, you're the guy, let the record show that you're the guy that eats a hot dog without ketchup. Let the record show
this. Let the record show that I'll teach you some anatomy because you really need to remove your head from a part of your body.
My shoulders? What are you doing? What?
You know, you don't insult people, and you don't just put them down.
I did not insult you. I simply said, did I say you were a functional retard? No, I didn't. If you say,
that
indicates otherwise.
Okay, exactly. 877-877-6-PHIL. Thank you so much, Dave, for your call. This has been the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Jack Armstrong, for your input.
I got some other data I want to go over with you.
Phil.
Everybody poop. Functionalist, Larry.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
World famous Phil Henry Show, bringing back the Dr. Green Thumb report. Stiletto stoners, more professional women turning to pot for stress relief, relaxation, according to a report.
Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb.
A growing number of the pot-smoking public are successful career women, Marie Claire reports in its November issue. They're women with killer careers who feel that at the end of a long, grueling day, the best way to kick back isn't with a cosmopolitan, but with a bong hit. We're talking about highly functioning women. Joanna Coles, editor-in-chief of Marie Claire, said on the Today Show on Wednesday, people like you, Katie. Oh, you don't work for NBC anymore. I'm sorry. Well, whoever you are. And he said, my name is, I'm the fat guy, Al. Oh, yeah. These are not people who are lying on park benches. They're casual recreational users who find marijuana very effective. It's interesting that Marie Claire magazine's image of pot smokers are people that lay on park benches. I'll have you know. Well, anyway, 8 million women over the age of 18 report having smoked marijuana in the past year, according to a study cited in the magazine. The trend may be connected to the fact that marijuana has been decriminalized in 13 states, so being caught with pot in your pocket is a minor offense akin to a parking ticket. When it comes to relaxing at the end of a long workday, some women find pot to be a better option than a few cocktails, which often come with a hangover the next day, according to Cole on the Today Show. Marijuana is cheap. Anyway, they can do it in the privacy of their own home, and it is a very effective way to calm down, she said. How does she know? She smokes a lot of it, and if you read Marie Cole's, you'd know what we're talking about. Anyway, wanted, marijuana dispensary reviewer. Colorado is one of 13 states that allows the use of marijuana for medical purposes for patients who have cancer, HIV, glaucoma, muscle spasms, and other conditions involving severe pain. Marijuana dispensaries in those states offer a variety of products, from the smokable type of marijuana to marijuana-infused pesto, hummus, candy, and other products. The medical marijuana industry has exploded in Colorado, said Patricia Calhoun, the editor of Westword. So they've toyed with ways to cover the industry, including opening a medical marijuana clinic in their building to help offset declining ad revenues that are plaguing the newspaper industry. Are you kidding me?
Phil Hendry.